introduce you to the artist whose work you are standing in the midst of, and also one of our friends who is nearby, the curator of the Bell Dawson House. This is the artist Maria Teresa Fernandez, who made this body of work. She was one of our beloved Bressler residents. We have three Bressler residents who come, who were working with a concentration on a theme each year, and Maria Teresa was one of them. The theme was social practice, community art, performance, and she actually fits that, all three of those, to tell you the truth. And she took up residence and started to investigate Rockville, and she dug deep, and she was looking at the history of Rockville, and she ended up at the Bell Dawson House Museum with Elizabeth Lay, who is the curator there, and also was looking at archives of old advertisements in the Sentinel newspaper, and was discovering this history of the African Americans who dwelled in the area, but also the flavor of and the underpinnings of Rockville history. And so some of these objects that are here are courtesy of the Montgomery County Historical Society and Elizabeth's Museum that were inspirational to Maria Teresa. And I mean, this person, this person right here on the right hand side of me is an amazing dynamo who has traveled the world and had amazing experiences teaching and getting to know communities in tiny places in Utah or Nevada or overseas in some other place. And she lived in the East End of England, in London, and amazing kind of connectivity that she carries with her just naturally. It's been my great pleasure and honor to get to know you.
Thank you, Susan.
Amazing.
And I want to thank everyone for coming, and especially Susan and her team for really presenting the work in such a nice way, because sometimes it's very difficult for artists to, you know what you're doing, but you make a mess of how you're going to hang it, and I think it's very tasteful, and the team have been wonderful. Elizabeth Lay for letting us borrow the wonderful collection, and my collaborators, Annette Bevan, and the poet is not here, but I collaborated a piece with her and some of the banners, and all of you for coming. So it's been... Viz Arts has been very inspirational for me too, because I was here for 4 months, and I was really inspired by being in Rockville and looking at the African American community in the early 1800s, and then the Bill House collection. So all these pieces I would not have done if I wasn't inspired, and it also made me work in a different direction to what I was used to. Like, I'm not really a computer savvy person, but to go on the digital embroidery machine, that was a big thing for me. Push one button, put that button. And, you know, that was very good to try a different medium and work on different ideas that really inspired me also with the life of Anne Maria Wims, the young slave girl that lived in Rockville at the time and escaped to Canada. So some of the work is also to do with her history and about migration as well. So I won't go into too much of it. If you have any questions, or Elizabeth wanted to, if you would like to talk about your collection.
Well, I did want to thank you for this, and thank Viz Arts. This has been an extraordinary and very gratifying thing for us to find that things that we have in our collection, it really just emphasizes these things can still inspire, and that they're not dusty old things in a drawer, that created such dynamic work with such life and vitality. And we're really excited
thank
that you used our things
you.
To inspire it. And what a beautiful installation. And we're
thank
really
you.
Pleased with everything.
I think thank it was you. Nice that, you know, you gave me access to get to go there. And I had never heard, believe me, much about the history of Rockville or Bill House or Anne Maria Wims. So, you know, I learned quite a bit by just being here. And the team was very helpful in helping me out, and they were very supportive. That's very important when you're at a place, and it's a beautiful space as well. I got a lot of people that have never been here. VizArts is doing an incredible job with the art community and interacting with the people around, you know, which is great. And thank you very much for coming. If anyone has any questions.
I think, you know, we forget about, I mean, Rockville's gone through many iterations, especially downtown Rockville. Looks very different than it did in the time of Anna Maria Weems. And she was able to sort of, for us, share that with us, a little bit of what it really was like and how it's changed and just these signifiers of that change and sort of reflections back to history that I didn't know about. I was just in VizArts working. Yes, you got me out in the world.
Well, yeah. We're always learning, aren't we? Yes.